February 21, 1926. Each manifestation on the divine will is a birth from it. Each act done in it is water, which is formed in order to expand the sea of the eternal will around the soul. I was feeling all immersed in the holy divine volition. A celestial and divine air surrounded me, and an inaccessible light made present to me, as though in act, all the acts of the supreme will, which, finding the same will in me, gave me their kiss and their love, and I gave them my kiss in return, and I impressed my I love you in each act of the eternal volition. It seemed to me that all of them wanted to be recognized by me, in order to have my requital, perfect accord and mutual possession. Now, while I was in this state, my sweet Jesus came out from within my interior, and with his divine hands he bound me within that light, in such a way that I could see nothing else but Jesus, his will and everything that it was doing. How happy I felt, how many inexpressible joys I experienced. Jesus himself was all in feast, and felt such contentment in seeing me all for his will and in his will, that it seemed he would forget about everything, to occupy himself only with his will, so that it might be complete in me, and, triumphing in everything, it might obtain the purpose for which all things were created. Then, afterwards, he said to me, "My daughter, little newborn of my will, you must know that one who is born in my will can also be a mother, by giving birth to many children for my supreme volition. In order to be mother, it is necessary to have sufficient matter in one's own interior, so as to be able to form, with one's own blood, with one's own flesh and with continuous nourishment, the birth which one wants to give to the light. If there is no seed and not enough matter, it is useless to hope to become a mother. Now, since you have been born in my will, in you there is the seed of fecundity, and there is also the fully sufficient matter of all the manifestations I have made to you on my will. It can be said that each knowledge I have given you can give birth to a child from my will. Your continuous acts in my will are abundant nourishment in order to first form these children of heaven within yourself, and then deliver them as triumph, honor, glory and crown of my will, and as perennial joy of the mother who delivered them. See, then, what each additional manifestation means. It is one more birth that my will delivers, it is a divine life that goes out for the good of creatures. It is to debilitate the strengths of the human will in order to establish in it the fortress of the divine will. How attentive, then, you must be not to disperse anything, even from the smallest manifestations I make to you, because you would deprive me of the honor of having one more child, which can narrate to all one more good about my will in order to give it to creatures, that they might love it more and let themselves be subdued by the power of my supreme volition. Then, I don't know how, I felt the usual fear that I might, even just slightly, go out of the most holy will. And my always lovable Jesus came back again, and, all love, told me, "My daughter, why do you fear? Listen, when you worry and afflict yourself for fear that you might go out of my will, I laugh to myself and I make it a joke for you, because I know that the water of the sea of my will that surrounds you is so much, that you would not be able to find its boundaries in order to get out. Wherever you wanted to turn your step, to the right, to the left, to the front or to the back, you would be walking, yes, but always inside the water of the sea of my will. And you yourself have formed this water with the many acts you have done in it. In fact, since my will is endless, by doing your acts in it, you have formed a sea around yourself from which you cannot go out. So, each act you do comes to form new water, to expand even more the sea of the supreme will, inside and outside of you. Your very fears that you might go out of the origin in which you were born, are waves that you form, which, in agitating you, plunge you more deeply into the abyss of the sea of my will. This is why I do not reproach you, because I know where you are, and how you are. Rather, I call your attention to live in peace in my will, or I give you a surprise by telling you more surprising things on the eternal volition, in such a way that, surprised, you forget about everything, including your fears, and with peace you navigate the sea of my will. And I, Divine Helmsman, delight in guiding the one who lives in our supreme will, and is all for it. May everything be for the glory of God and to my confusion, as I am the most miserable of all creatures. Deo gratias.